You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Draft there. More Aussie music, Snow FM, Simo and Jordan with you. 10 gone on your 9 o'clock.
And Simo, what's the longest distance you've ever run? Have you ever like done a marathon race or anything like that, or a long distance running race?
No, I've never done a marathon. I have done, I think, 24 Ks, I think, is the longest I've done, I think.
Well, that's not bad.
It's not bad. How many, what's the longest you've gone?
I did cross country in school, which is two.
2 Ks?
Yep.
Nice.
And I was stuffed after that.
Did you do that 2 Ks at once, or did you?
Yeah, no, I did the 2 Ks at once.
Sorry, just checking.
Kind of get around the corner and then you just walk when the teacher can't see you and then you keep on going. When did you do your 24 Ks, out of interest? Just at the gym, or was it?
No, where was it? It was...
You can literally just make anything up. I'm not going to fact check it. No. Oh, yeah, I was in Morocco and ran 24Ks.
One of these extended park run things.
Nice. Also, the reason I bring up running is because lots of people with the COVID-19 lockdowns have maybe were planning on doing a marathon but can't, because that's obviously had to be put on hold.
And I've seen, actually, that lots of businesses have sold out of treadmills.
Have they?
Yeah, because that's legitimately something that people are using a hell of a lot now.
Well, if you can't get your hands on a treadmill, a lot of people are kind of running marathons just in their environment. You mentioned the other day a Russian guy who ran a marathon just going around and around his bed.
Yes.
Just doing laps of his bed hundreds, if not thousands of times.
You're getting dizzy.
I think it was a couple of weeks ago, an Aussie guy just did a marathon just on his balcony, just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, and that guy, the English guy, has managed to raise millions of dollars by just walking around his retirement home.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, now we can add another one to the list.
Right.
This is a another English one. It's a UK UK hotel worker. Name is Lewis Casey. She's 40, and she has run a marathon running through the halls of the hotel that she works at.
Okay, cool.
The hotel in question has been closed due to the coronavirus pandemic, but she and a handful of other staff are still there each night to kind of do maintenance on the facility. Ooh. And have to do sort of overnights.
Yeah.
So she said, instead of just sitting there all night twiddling my thumbs, I ran a marathon. Just as you do.
Fair enough.
It took about over 300 laps of the hotel, took about over 4.5 hours to do this.
Yeah.
That's the most amazing thing. After you did your 24 Ks, was it?
Yep.
After you did that, what was the first thing you did? Do you remember?
Oh, you just collapse. You just like, and hands on the head, open up the lungs so you can breathe in more oxygen.
Would you like to have a guess of what Louise did?
Beers.
No.
Oh, okay.
She's a much more responsible employee than you.
She's in a pub.
Hang on. A hotel, as in a hotel you go and stay at.
Like a
sleeping hotel.
There's got to be...
Not a pub hotel. Sorry, I didn't get that.
There's got to be access to beverages in there, surely.
I mean, perhaps there would be. But Simo, this Louise Casey lady, I think this just proves how much of a more professional employee she is over you.
Chocolate milk's good for recovery.
What she did, and I am reading this, after the marathon, I went and got a shower, put my uniform on, and carried on with my night shift.
Nice.
So just went back to work.
Wow.
You've run a marathon, and then you go back to what? That's like running a marathon is impossible for me, in my mind. Running a marathon, but then going doing your full day's work. Just crazy.
Was it in the dark? What time was this?
Yeah, well, it was overnight, so she was working overnight.
Yeah, hotels and motels at night can be scary places, Jordan.
They really can.
Yeah, you don't want to just be like sitting around and twiddling your thumbs, because then you start hearing stuff.
And then you see the ghost of the hotel.
Well, that's it. So better to be running around.
Maybe that's what she was doing. She was running away from all the ghosts.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we're talking about skating. Not like ice skating or anything like that, like actual getting a skateboard and skating around. You might remember, I think it was a couple of days ago, we mentioned a very popular skate park in California.
Yeah.
People were still rocking up there despite the COVID-19 isolation measures. They were still going skating, and the local council had had enough of that, so decided to dump a whole load of sand in this skate park so people couldn't skate on it.
Yeah, that'll teach them.
Conveniently, the skate park was right next to the beach, so sand was in abundance.
Yeah, it was available.
And I've got good news.
I just thought, like, where do they... do you reckon they did a spread? Like, it was... they grabbed a whole kind of first layer? Or do you reckon there's just a massive hole?
What do you mean? On the beach. Well, I mean, it would probably deter people from jogging on the beach too. They're just jogging along, not looking where they're going, and then just fall in a massive hole where they've dug up all this sand.
Yeah, check for you. Yeah, if you... Kids go missing on the beach there. Check the hole. They've probably fallen in.
Just imagine, you know, people will go along beaches with metal detectors. They'd just be going there, beep, 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 and then just find a hole full of 17 children.
And like, oh,
help us.
Hi, guys.
So, yeah, so they filled this skate park with sand, kind of the bowl, I think it's called. They kind of put it as if like a sandstorm had blown through and it was all kind of in a couple of feet deep in sand.
Right on.
It meant that the people couldn't skate on it, and that worked. So... kudos to the council.
Well done.
For doing that.
Great thinking.
However, it has now come to light. And by the way, we should say we do not condone this action at all in any way, shape or form.
Depends. What is it?
No, we don't.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Trust me, we don't. So it has deterred skaters. However,
right,
dirt bike riders have all of a sudden thought, hang on.
Genius.
This is exactly more or less what we
want. Yeah.
In a convenient location.
Right on.
A video has been uploaded to YouTube showing several dirt bike riders.
Hilarious.
In the skate park with the sand all around and just going about and having the time of their life. Now, like I say, do not recommend it. Stay at home. It's the most important thing.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, dirt bike riders are not listening to the warnings.
Yeah, well, they're just taking advantage of the situation there.
Well, Simo, my question to you.
Yeah.
So they had the problem with the skaters. They got the sand, put that in the skate park.
Right.
Now they're having a problem with dirt bike riders.
It's a tricky one.
What's dirt bike riders' kryptonite? What can we put in the skate park to stop them?
Well, your just natural progression is monster trucks. So you've gone from skating, then you managed to get rid of them. Now the dirt bikes are there. You need another deterrent. What's good at destruction and also of a similar...
So you're saying we put monster trucks in...
Yeah. And then just demolish the... You know, right over the top of those dirt bikes. Job done.
And then what do we do to get rid of the monster trucks?
Look, I haven't thought that far ahead.
I think I've come up with an idea.
Right on.
Crocodiles.
Wait, for the monster trucks?
Yes. If we put crocodiles in the skate park, I don't think anyone will want to venture near it.
I tell you what we have got. We've definitely added to their tourism.
100%.
Simo and Jordan.
Top loader dancing in the moonlight. Simo and Jordan with you. Gone 28 minutes on the way to your 10 o'clock. And there's been a bit of a return to nature in some ways. We've spoken about it on this show as well.
Okay.
Regarding, you know, flamingos returning to, was it Venice?
When do we talk about flamingos going to Venice?
Well, like, there's been animal life going back to spaces that
I don't think animals are going, oh, there's no humans in Venice. Perfect time for us to book a holiday. And they're just there with, like, their flamingo passport and, like, a tourist hat going around and seeing Venice. I don't think that's what's happened.
The same thing. I quote you saying that the foxes are back in England. Right?
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so I didn't know that now that everyone's in isolation, animals are kind of coming back into the towns. Okay, now I'm with you.
And some of the conspiracies, I think dolphins returning to Venice was a conspiracy.
That was the... flamingos returning to Venice is not a conspiracy. We can turn it into a conspiracy.
Yeah,
a
bigger one is like the Vikings are back raiding the shores of England, you know. It's just been a real return back to nature.
I mean, that hasn't quite happened yet.
No, not
yet. What you're saying, so something else has come back to nature.
Well, there's been a bit of a shift in behaviour is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So even I think some of the bird life as well outside some of the state libraries, you know, around Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's always pigeons that people feed bread to and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now there's no one to feed them bread, so now it's like survival of the fittest.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realise what would happen to the pigeon community.
They've been really kind of turning on one another of late. So
now's not a good time to be a pigeon.
But so have our behaviours changed.
Okay.
Your shopping habits. So I actually have a bit of a stat breakdown on how some of those things have changed up for people. They're shopping for different stuff now.
Okay, are we talking like groceries or like clothes or everything?
Groceries mainly.
Okay.
Yeah. So I figure I've got a list here. You just buzz in if you've if you're getting these items.
Okay.
All right.
Do I have some kind of buzzer or do I just buzz?
There you go.
Okay.
All right. So apparently we're seeing an upsurge in hair colorants.
No.
Oh, really? No?
No, sorry. I thought you were going to play the no sound effect.
No.
There we go.
So what about baking mixes? Have you decided to make a bit of bread at home yet?
No.
No!
So also online entertainment buys. So gift cards. Apparently people buying up.
No.
No, none of those?
You can see a pattern emerging
here.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's business as usual for the Jordan. What about stationery?
No.
No, because you don't read or write.
I don't use stationery at the best of times.
Coffee capsules?
Don't drink coffee.
No!
So you are, in fact...
What is this survey? This survey is rubbish. Maybe I'm just weird.
You've completely bucked the trend. You are special.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How many of those things? So did you tick all those boxes for yourself personally?
I'm quite odd as well.
Okay, so we're both weirdos,
yeah.
Or this survey is a pile of rubbish.
The product demand for breakfast, baking, cleaning and looking after ourselves are all up, apparently.
I don't think any of those I've bought.
So disinfectants, bread mix, those are some of the two highest growth rates. Possible?
I don't think I've got either of them.
So, you know, bread mix, I'm not surprised it's got a bit of a growth rate. You know, self-raising flour and all that does, you know, tend to expand.
So, Simo, so I reckon what we should do...
Right.
Open the phones now, 645-72-977. Give us a call. Have you been doing these things, buying these things?
Mm.
Is that true? Is the survey correct? Or you can give us a call as well and let us know if you just think Simo and I are just weirdos.
Are you bringing about a revival in baking? 645-72-977.
Simo and Jordan.
That's Shepherd with Geronimo, Snow FM, Simo and Jordan with you, 9:45.
And Simo, I want to talk about the country of France.
Ah, parle la français.
Is that all the French you know?
Bla, bon moi, escargot, ah oui. That's all I got.
I see, the reason I bring up France is because they've got, I think, stricter lockdown laws than what we've had in Australia due to the COVID-19 situation.
Look, France really are. They're right in the thick of everything at any time because they're smack bang in the middle of, you know, Europe.
I know.
So they get to experience all of the good and all of the bad, unfortunately. You know, they can take a quick holiday to Germany, England or whatever, but then lots of things can come their way as well.
So a lot of shops have had to close down, but some are now starting to reopen. One in particular I want to talk about, McDonald's.
Ah.
So all of the French...
McDonald's, I think you mean, over there.
So all the French Maccas, we'll say, even though I'm 100% sure the French don't call McDonald's Maccas.
McDonald's.
Go say Maccas in your French accent.
McDonald's.
No, say Maccas.
Ah, Maccas.
Yeah, that just sounds like some kind of weird musical instrument.
Yep.
No, so all the, at least a couple of the McDonald's in France starting to reopen. This has been met with a lot of people wanting to go and buy that food. So much so that one Maccas had a queue. People had to wait 3 hours in the queue to be able to go to McDonald's to buy the food.
Do you know what they call a quarter pounder in France?
I'm slightly concerned about where this is going.
Do you know what they call it in France?
Do I want to ask?
No, I'm just wondering.
No.
It's called a Royale.
Is it?
With cheese, yeah.
Well, it's interesting you bring up what the food items are called in French, because that's actually where I wanted to go with this.
Okay.
Have you ever looked up Macca's websites from all around the world?
No, I can't say that I have.
If you get really bored, have a look, because Macca's, they're in pretty much every country in the world,
that's
and they've
cool.
got different menu items depending on what country they're in. Like, for example, in India, cows are sacred, so they've got no beef items
at
on
all.
The menu,
right.
And so they've got all chicken and other, and I think a large amount of the Indian population is vegetarian, so they're pretty much all vegetarian options.
Yeah, right.
So I've done a little bit of research. I've had a look at the French Macca's website.
Okay.
Would you like to know what is on the French? What the people in France can go and buy if they go to Le McDonald's?
Well, I know they've got Royale with cheese. Mm-hmm. What else they got?
I'm pretty sure we've got that here as well. I can't actually click onto the Macca's website.
Okay.
It blocks me because I'm not in France.
Right.
But I'm kind of get around it and see some of the things they've got. More or less... From what I can see, it's pretty much the same as what we've got here, with one important difference.
Ooh.
They add le to the front of all the foods.
I love Big Mac.
Exactly.
Nice.
They've got le Mac chicken.
Ah, la filet au fish. What's the...
Le filet au fish. Well, that's already a French-sounding burger.
Yeah, what is it? Fish filet.
They've got le triple cheeseburger, le hamburger.
Ah.
I don't know about you. I would happily pay double at Macca's.
Yeah.
Even if it can be the exact same burger, if on the box and when I'm ordering it, I say, can I get Le McChicken?
Nice.
I reckon that just sounds better.
Yeah, I think there's still the risk of potential there, like there being, you might unlock like a secret menu or something if you say something wrong. It's like when Harry Potter says diagonally instead of diagonally.
I see.
So all of a sudden, you know, all of your burger might not be beef. It might not be chicken.
What are you trying to say? If I go to my local McDonald's and ask for a Le McChicken, the wall might open up and I go to a wizarding world.
Look.
Because I wouldn't mind. That would actually be quite fun.
Macca's has been around for a long time.
What are you trying to say?
You don't know.
Oh, conspiracy theory starting.
You don't know their secrets. They could have a secret menu. They could have a secret society.
All Macca's are wizards. That's how they came up with the Big Mac.
Simo and Jordan.
Calling it what you want. Foster the people. Simo and Jordan with you right here on Snow FM.
And Simo, we are pretty much just about out of time. However, we do have a little bit of time to look back on the week that was as Rachel G from Admin opens up her diary.
Dear diary, another week has been and gone. Where does all the time go? Simo and Jordan kicked off the week by talking about a sport they know very little about.
Have you ever seen, like, professional darts being played?
It's pretty intense.
It's the weirdest sport ever, because they do it in, like, these massive 10,000-seater arenas. There's, like, a stage at the front with a couple of people doing darts, and 10,000, let's face it, mostly men, getting utterly plastered, not really giving a stuff about the darts and not really paying attention to the sport anyway.
Isn't the best darts player an Australian, like, with a mullet?
I think he is,
like,
he's called,
beard?
Like, the Wizard or something like that.
Simo did another of his classic top fives about how to stay warm in winter. Just this one didn't quite go to plan.
So, coming in at number five, whiskey shots. Of course, responsibly.
How many out of these five are alcohol-related?
Only number five.
Only one.
Top five.
Okay, yeah, I mean, obviously drinking responsibly and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, that would warm you up.
Right on.
And have several other side effects as well, which I'm sure we don't need to go into.
Number four. You know how mum's always like, put on a jumper.
You know how mum's always like, I'll do a shot of whiskey. Well, my mum was anyway.
The guys talked about an unusual break-in.
However, one guy in America has broken into a restaurant that was closed due to the coronavirus pandemic. And he spent 4 days essentially living in the restaurant.
Wow.
Just eating the food there and drinking the alcohol 4 days worth before police cottoned onto it.
And he was obviously cooking everything himself.
He's not just sitting at a table going, where is the waiter?
Yeah.
Simo taught us about science. Who would have thought he knew so much?
If you set fire to magnesium, FYI, it burns.
I mean, I wasn't planning on.
It burns.
I was just, oh, what are you doing after the show? Oh, I was just going to go set fire to magnesium.
It burns very bright, FYI.
Okay.
Don't try that at home. Only try that at school.
Unless you don't have a torch and it's night.
Simo said 5.97 seconds.
5.97 seconds.
And they talked to work colleague Beck about an unfortunate and embarrassing injury she has.
So, it appears that I've pulled a muscle in my butt.
Nice.
Let's see the technical term. Pulled a muscle in your buttocks.
Buttocks.
Well, it's a glute, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, actually, that probably is a more technical term.
I don't know, but it hurts.
Yeah.
A lot.
So what were you doing? Were you doing, like, sport or something very vigorous? Or?
I was making my bed.
Nice.
Okay, that's...
Lots of people are picking up, like, lots of indoor sports now and indoor hobbies. A lot of yoga going on.
Are you trying to say that making your bed is now an indoor sport or an indoor hobby?
Depends how vigorous.
I think it's just housework that we're meant to do, but yeah, I don't.
All done and dusted for another week. Stay safe. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.